Welcome to the Advent midweek message. And, you know, we think it was quite important that we would just talk about the Advent season, the coming of Christ. If you think about history, there was the coming of Christ, then 30 years later, the death and burial of Christ. 3 days after that, there was the resurrection of Christ. 40 days after that, there was the ascension of Christ. And now we're waiting for him to come again, this expectation that Christ will come again. So we're going to read about the shepherds and the angels and just have a few thoughts out of this passage of scripture. So I'm going to read Luke 2, verse 8 to verse 29. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for you, for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying God and praising him for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. So this is a very familiar passage of scripture. We see it in most nativities where the shepherds come to see the baby Jesus. And I just want to stop and just think about what's actually happening here. You have shepherds in a field, it says, keeping watch over their flock by night. So it's evening time, it's night time, and they're looking after their flock. What they are doing is they're just going about with their normal lives. They're shepherds, they look after sheep. They're watching their flock. Nothing unusual about the evening or the day. It would be just a bit like you going to work. And then it says, suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared. There's this break into the natural by an angel, just an ordinary day doing my job, ordinary life, and an angel breaks in with a message from God. Do you know that's how God works? We get on with ordinary. We're faithful at work. We're faithful to our families. We're faithful in loving God, faithful serving him. And in the ordinary, he breaks in with the supernatural. And here God breaks into their lives with an angel. And it says this, it says, an angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone around them and they were filled with great fear. That's what the supernatural does to us sometimes. It's like it causes us to be afraid because we don't know what's happening. We don't understand what's happening. We're not sure what this is. Imagine now you're sitting in a field just sitting there and suddenly an angel comes and the whole heavens light up with the glory of the presence of God. That is frightening because it's so unusual, but it's really interesting what the angel says. The first thing she says is this, fear not. Do you know, we must never be afraid of the supernatural. We must never be afraid of the glory of God. We must never be afraid of angels. Fear not. When we get startled by something, our hiding place is the person and presence and promises of God. We don't have to be afraid. And we should yearn for God to break out supernaturally. The Bible says, desire spiritual gifts, especially that you would prophesy. We should be believing and desiring for supernatural to invade our ordinary, supernatural to invade our normal lives. Why? Because it changes things. But you know, when you think about Wales, what Wales could do with it would be with a breakout of the supernatural power and presence of God. But let's not be afraid of it. Then the second thing the angel says is good news. I come to you with good news. And the church has good news. The good news of Jesus Christ is this: is God is reconciling the world to himself through the death and resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ. That is amazing news. And we should proclaim it from the mountaintops. This is good news. The message of Jesus is good news. Everybody needs to meet with Jesus. But it's a good thing that what God has done. He is reconciling himself. We're the rebels. We're the ones that went off. And yet God has made a way for us to come back to him. So it's good news of great joy. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is joy. The kingdom of God is joy in the Holy Spirit. And this good news produces joy in our hearts, because when we receive the good news, it causes us to be elated and forgiven and to know God himself. That's amazing. And it produces joy in our hearts. You know, do you remember the joy of your salvation? And the psalmist, he prays, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. We as Christians need to be the joyous people around, that we would know the joy of God. But it comes from meditating on the good news of Jesus Christ. As I meditate on what God has done for me and what God has done for you, it produces joy in my heart. This is good news of great joy. And then it says this. It says, unto you is born this day in the city of David a saviour. Everybody needs a saviour. And God wants to save us. And in the saving, he's looking for bringing wholeness to our lives. Salvation is not just forgiveness of sins. Jesus didn't just come that our sins could be forgiven. But by having our sins forgiven, we come to know Christ, God through Jesus Christ. And in this salvation, it means wholeness. It means health. It means completeness. It means supply. It means security. It means liberty. It means victory. So this is good news. That before, I used to live alone without God. I used to live on the best I could do. And God comes in and says, there's a savior. You don't have to live by yourself anymore. You don't have to do this by yourself anymore, because I have come to walk life with you. And if you follow me and follow my leadings, then I will lead you into joy and truth and abundant life. That's great news. And at Christmas, we need to remember that we have a great message of good news. The gospel is good news. Salvation is good news. And that we have something that everybody else in the world is looking for. Oh, they might not be looking for it through Jesus, but they are looking for it. And you have the answers to the hole in the heart that is in every man and woman. Unto you, a child is born. And it becomes very personal. Unto you, Jesus came. And we can think about the Christmas story and think it's impersonal. But Christ Jesus came to seek and save those who are lost. He came for everybody who would call on his name. It's a personal invitation. And then you read this. Suddenly, there was with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. It's a message of peace. Peace between God and man. But can you just imagine it for a moment, when we're just in ordinary, and suddenly, along with this angel, there is a heavenly host surrounding us, praising God, singing, glory to God in the highest. Wouldn't it be incredible to be there? But here's the wonderful thing. One day we will be there with the heavenly host. We will be in the presence of the Father, and we will be saying, glory to God in the highest. And we'll be in his presence. So see, my destination, it's not a box here in the ground. It's heaven. But the good news is I find heaven through Jesus Christ. So let me close this. The shepherds, they had heard an amazing message of good news. They had seen the supernatural world of God break into their ordinary, and they had been given a sign. The sign is a baby in a manger. Then they had to make a choice. Everybody's got to make a choice with this Jesus. God's word demands a response. What are they going to do? Are they going to follow the word and find the baby, or are they going to just go back to their sheep? Now, sometimes we have to leave our life to embrace the life God has for us. They had to leave their sheep, their flocks, and make their way to Bethlehem to see this child. God is asking you and me to leave our ordinary lives to embrace all that he has for us, to embrace our supernatural future. Now, I don't know if everybody who listened to this knows the Lord Jesus, but if you don't know the Lord Jesus, the first step is to leave what you have and give yourself to him and ask him into your heart and to forgive you of your sins. And when you do that, he takes you on a new course. And off they went to Bethlehem. See, God breaks into our world. He speaks in our world. He speaks through his son. The message was received from the angel to man, and we have a message. We have the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's found here in the books of the New Testament, but it demands a response. I'm going to encourage you now that the shepherds followed the leading of God through the angel. And I want to encourage you to follow the leading of God through this messenger myself. Give yourself to him. Ask him to break into your ordinary lives with supernatural power, leading and presence, that you can make a huge difference here in Bridgend, in Wales, to the nations. I hope you have a great Christmas. Let's look forward to seeing more of his hand in the year ahead. Let me just pray for you as we go. Heavenly Father, thank you for coming. Thank you that you're going to come again. But Lord, we pray before your second coming that there will be visitations of glory in our ordinary, and that we would see your supernatural hand move through this place in Jesus' name. Amen.